A prayer for our children.
Armor of God.
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ, in him and us, we come before God's mercy seat on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ, and the precious blood that he shed. For worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Jesus Christ came that all men may be saved. For God is not a respecter of persons. For there is no partiality with God. It is not the will of our Father who is in heaven, the living God, who is the Savior of all men, that even one shall perish. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering toward our children and their house, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. As a fellow worker in Christ, we pray that our children and their house may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In Christ we stand in the gap for our mighty God, and we speak to you, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts. According to your mercy, O Lord, remember our children and their bloodline, for the glory of your name, for your name's sake. In Christ and by his authority, we sanctify today, this time, and this space, and we declare today the day of the Lord. In Christ we speak and declare, the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Now, our children, who are your servants and your people, your children, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand, whom you have ransomed from the hand of the one stronger than them. O Lord, in Christ we pray, please let your ear be attentive to this prayer, for we desire to fear your name. Let our children and their bloodline prosper this day, and grant our children and their bloodline mercy in the sight of all men. In their distress they call upon the Lord and cry out to their God. He hears their voice from his temple, and their cry comes before him, even to his ears. Hear their prayer, O Lord, give ear to their supplications. In your faithfulness, answer them, and in your righteousness. In the multitude of your mercy, hear them, in the truth of your salvation. According to your word, be merciful to our children and their bloodline, and with your spirit speak to our children and their bloodline. As a vessel of honor, Christ being in us, and we in Christ, we plead with our children and their people that they will return to the stronghold of their God, to God their Savior, who alone is wise. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Truly, God will restore double to our children and their people. How great are his signs and how mighty his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. God bless our children and their house and keep them. For the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Let them greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to them all who are in Christ Jesus. O praise the Lord. Laud him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward you, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, in Christ we pray that our children and their house will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Lord is their rock and their fortress and their deliverer, their God, their strength and their refuge, in whom they shall trust, their shield and the horn of their salvation, their stronghold, their shelter, a strong tower from their enemies, their support, their strong rock of refuge, a fortress of defense, and their strong habitation. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. Our children and their house shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Because our children have made the Lord, who is their refuge, even the Most High, their habitation, no evil shall befall them, nor shall any plague come near their dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over our children, to keep them in all their ways, to accompany, defend, and preserve them and their people, and provide safety day and night. The Lord deliver our children and theirs from every evil work, and preserve them and their house. The Lord is their light and their salvation. Whom shall they fear? The Lord is the strength of their life. Of whom shall they be afraid? For in the time of trouble he shall hide our children in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide them. He shall set them high upon a rock, and then their heads shall be lifted up above their enemies all around them. Our Lord has a mighty arm, strong is his hand, and high is his right hand. In Christ we pray that according to his mercy he will remember our children and their house, and according to his goodness sake he will build a hedge around them, around their household, and all that they have. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Mercy and truth go before his face. Blessed are our children and their people, for they shall know the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of his countenance. He will deliver our children from their persecutors and out of temptations with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. Our Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. In Christ we pray that he will surround our children and their house with favor as with a shield. He will give them favor in the sight of their enemies, so that they will give up their treasures to our children, and by his favor he will make their mountain stand strong. He will thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to their territory, all of their land, according to his name, according to the exceedingly greatness of his power. May God their rock plead their cause with those who strive with our children and their family, fight against those who fight against them and their house. Take hold of the shield and the buckler, and stand up for their help. Also, draw out the spear, and stop those who pursue them. Say to their soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame, and brought to dishonor, who seek after their life. Let those be turned back, and brought to confusion, who plot their hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. So let our children and their house be strong in the Lord, and abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. God, he has delivered our children from the power of darkness, and translated them into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom they have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. They are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Therefore, in Christ we pray, our children and their house will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. They and their people will sing, yes, they will sing praises to the Lord. Now to him who is able to keep them from stumbling, and to present them faultless and blameless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
You, O Lord, are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. In the name of Jesus Christ, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and our children are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Abiding in the Son and the Father, we pray that our children and their house will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. They have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of them. Although they were sown in corruption, dishonor, weakness, and a natural body, our children are raised in incorruption, glory, power, and a spiritual body. His divine power has given to our children all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called them by glory and virtue. And his name, through faith in his name, has made them and their people strong. His grace is sufficient for our children, for his strength is made perfect in weakness. The power of Christ rests upon them. Therefore, let the weak say, I am strong. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given our children this perfect soundness, for God has not given them a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. Our children also are weak in him, but they shall live with him by the power of God, the exceedingly great power, his mighty power. For the weakness of God is stronger than men. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate our children from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God both raised up the Lord, and raises our children up by his power. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. In the name of Jesus Christ, in whom is the eternal power and Godhead, our children, be strong and of good courage. Be very courageous. Do not fear, nor be afraid, nor be dismayed, but be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let our children be strong for their people and for their God, for the Lord their God. He is the one who goes with them. He will not leave them nor forsake them. He will deliver them from their strong enemy, from those who are too strong for them and hate them. The Lord will cause their enemies who rise against our children to be defeated before their face. They shall come out against them one way and flee before them seven ways. No one will be able to stand against our children. They shall call upon the Lord. He will answer them. Because they have set their love upon him, he will deliver them. He will set them on a high because they have known his name. He will be with them in trouble. He will deliver them and honor them. With long life he will satisfy them and show them his salvation. It is written, death is swallowed up in victory. In Christ we pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will set our children as a seal upon his heart, as a seal upon his arm, for love is as strong as death. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our children are born of God, and whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, their faith. They have victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. Through faith in Christ, their strength, they shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at their side, and 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come near our children or their bloodline. Only with their eyes shall they look and see the reward of the wicked, because our children have made the Lord, who is their refuge, even the Most High, their habitation. Our children shall be strong and not fear. Behold, their God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God he will come and save them in their house. For God himself is to be feared, and who may stand in his presence when once he is angry? Indeed, his hand has laid the foundation for the earth, and his right hand has stretched out the heavens. When he calls to them, they stand up together. His counsel shall stand, and he will do all his pleasure in the life of our children and also their bloodline. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for God himself said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. In Christ we pray that our children and their house will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now thanks be to God who always leads them in triumph in Christ, and through them diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, who gives life to all things, that our children and their family will be complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he, Jesus Christ, made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. For the gospel did not come to them in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance. Therefore, in Christ we pray, our children will not be ashamed of the gospel, nor be ashamed of the testimony of their Lord. For God created all things through Jesus Christ, and through Jesus Christ our children have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him to God, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they ask or think. In Christ we pray that he will make our children know him who is from the beginning, and the power of his resurrection, and strengthen them with all might according to his glorious power, that they grow stronger and stronger by the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Let the word of God abide in our children, and they will overcome the wicked one. May they grow strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God be upon them and their house. May it be God's good pleasure to keep them strong in body. May the Lord keep them alive, that they may prosper in all things and be in health, just as their souls prosper. For the chastisement for their peace was upon him, and by his stripes they are healed. May he grant our children according to their heart's desire, and fulfill all their purpose, just as Joshua was kept by the Lord to fulfill his purpose. Although Joshua was 85 years old, he declared, "As yet I am as strong this day as I was on the day that Moses sent me." Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Let their life be a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, their faith in their words being in the power of God, being wise and strong in Christ, holding fast the way of righteousness, carrying out great exploits according to the gift of the grace of God given to them by the effective working of his power. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will stand steadfast in their hearts, having power over their own will, that Christ may accomplish mighty signs and wonders through them and their house, and by the power of the Spirit of God, doing good, healing all who are oppressed by the devil, that Christ will give our children the power and authority over all demons, and to cure diseases, to cast out unclean spirits, and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease, and great power to witness, being full of faith and power to do great wonders and signs among the people. In Christ, no one takes their life from them, but they have the power to lay it down themselves, for no one has the power at all against our children, unless it has been given them from above. Our children stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of their God. Let them praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for it is pleasant. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the great power of God, in Christ we pray that our children and their house will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. Now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused our children and their people before our God day and night, has been cast down. Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. Blessing and honor and power and might be to our God, to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. Jesus Christ declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. To him be honor and everlasting power. He we will see sitting on the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven with great power and glory. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things are created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, heir of all things, through whom also God made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, an express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Heaven is his throne, and earth is his footstool. In the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest, Jesus Christ, who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. We give thanks to his holy name, and we triumph in his praise. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. That's who. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. As God's fellow worker, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the root of Jesse, who stands as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. Therefore, let our children take up the whole armor of God, that they may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand against the wiles of the devil. Let our children and their house submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from them. In Christ we pray that God will make them stand according to his word. He will uphold our children with his righteous right hand. Let them stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made them free, and not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. In Christ we pray that our children and all of their people stand fast in the Lord, in the gospel, in the word, in faith, and in one spirit with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. May they be brave, be strong, standing fast, always laboring fervently for each other in prayers, that they may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. May our children and their house stand up for each other against the workers of iniquity. Let our children and their house rise up and stand upright, remembering the name of the Lord their God, standing in the true grace of God. God grant that whenever they stand praying, if they have anything against anyone, that they forgive him, that their Father in heaven may also forgive them their trespasses. For if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day let our children and their family stand witnessing both to the small and the great, having access by faith into this grace in which they stand, and rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. In Christ we pray that the Lord's counsel will stand in their heart, and they will excel in their work. They shall stand at the right hand of the poor, and by a generous spirit our children and their house shall stand. Let our children and their people stand as judges. Let our children and their people stand as judges, and judge it according to God's judgment, for they shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And now they stand and are judged for the hope of the promise made by God. Let our children and their families stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then they will find rest for their souls. Our children shall stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Their covenant with death will be annulled, and their agreement with Sheol will not stand. God, the mighty God, will take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for our children and their house. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. With an overflowing flood, he will make an utter end of its place, and darkness will pursue their enemies, for their enemies are his enemies. It is written, I will make them a great nation. I will bless them and make their name great, and they shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless them, and I will curse him who curses them. And in them all the families of the earth shall be blessed, says the Lord God Almighty. His covenant shall stand firm with our children and their family. For surely as he has thought, so it shall come to pass. As he has proposed, so it shall stand. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will return to God, who will bring them back. They shall stand before him. If they take out the precious from the vial, they shall be as his mouth. God grant that our children and their bloodline will not lack a man to stand before God forever. In Christ we pray that our children will have clean hands and a pure heart, and not lift up their soul to an idol, nor swear deceitfully, so that they may ascend into the hill of the Lord and stand in his holy place. Behold, the Lord Jesus stands at the door and knocks. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we pray that our children and their family will hear his voice and open the door of their heart, so that he will come in to them and dine with them, and they with him, and be with him. Bless the Lord, all the servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. May our children lift up their hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord who made heaven and earth, bless him from Zion. Jesus Christ, he who is called faithful and true, in righteousness he judges and makes war. In his name, as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we pray for our children and their house. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, in Christ we pray, our children and their people will put on the whole armor of God, that they may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let our children be a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, being baptized into Christ and putting on Christ the armor of light. It is written, for the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. As a fellow worker for the truth in Christ, we ask our mighty God, the God of truth and without injustice, to pull down and demolish every stronghold that enables an enemy in our children and their house, including all strongholds that promote the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. As a co-worker of God in Christ, we ask the Lord Jehovah, our everlasting strength, to cast down every argument, speculation, imagination, intellectual arrogance, theories and reasonings, proud and lofty opinions, rebellious thoughts, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God that dwells within them and their house, and to take their every thought, emotion, dream, desire, ambition, and every word they speak captive, and put it under the obedience of Christ Jesus, their Lord. God, abiding in us, and his love being perfected in us, in Christ we pray that according to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercies, that the Father of mercies will fill all empty space in our children and their people with his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and an overflowing of love shall be poured out on them, filling every crack and crevice, overflowing the hiding place, flooding the refuge of lies and sweeping them away. Let our children sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. So let his name be magnified forever. Let our children and their family declare, the Lord of hosts is the God over our house, and let their house be established before him forever.